The cutthroat world of breakfast TV is looking a little different this morning, with Lisa Wilkinson missing from Channel 9's Today show after contract negotiations broke down. Soon after the split was announced last night, rival Channel 10 revealed the star had defected to its network. So, did pay have anything to do with it? Speculations rife that Nine wouldn't pay Ms. Wilkinson the same as her male co-host. David Cody reports.
It was a Today show with a difference this morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Carl.
Now, obviously, a very big day for us yesterday here on the show, and a very big day for Lisa Wilkinson. We'll have plenty more to say about that.
Co-host for a decade, Lisa Wilkinson is gone and is never coming back. Her now former co-host, Carl Stefanovic, led the tributes.
For 10 years, she handled those brutal, brutal hours with grace, beauty, intelligence, and a wicked, wicked sense of humour. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, she won't be doing that anymore.
The split was announced in a Channel 9 statement released last night.
Nine Today confirmed we've been unable to meet the expectations of Lisa Wilkinson and her manager on a contract renewal for a further period. We express our gratitude to Lisa for her 10 years with the Today show and are disappointed we find ourselves in this position.
Not long after, a statement from Channel 10, recently bought by America's CBS Corporation, confirmed Lisa Wilkinson had switched channels. She'll be in a senior hosting and editorial role from January, first up with the news and current affairs program, The Project. For media commentator Peter Cox, it's a sign that 10 is back in business. He thinks Lisa Wilkinson's presence could bring new advertisers to the network.
Lisa's going to introduce a market, I think, to the project, which it doesn't have at the moment. It is much younger orientated. But the bulk of the television audience, of course, is older. It's 50 plus. And Lisa has great appeal to that group. And therefore, I think she'd be a big plus for them in driving revenue in the future. And that will help pay for her enormous salary, which, let's face it, will make her an outstandingly well-paid woman on Australian television.
Peter Cox will also be looking for any sour grapes from News Corp, which failed in its bid to buy the embattled network.
They've lost out on that deal. They're going to be very upset. So watch this space over the coming weeks and months to see if it reverses now. And the support that The Australian gave or The Telegraph gave to 10 in the past, whether that absolutely disappears now.
Today's been in a bitter battle for ratings with rival Sunrise. Lisa Wilkinson has been there as the network attempted to rise to the top, handling everything from celebrity interviews to cash giveaways.
Well, coming up, Casharoo is jumping for joy with a stack of free cash to give away. Plus,
it's rumoured Lisa Wilkinson quit because Nine refused to pay her as much as her co-host, Carl Stefanovic. Pay for women in media has been under increasing scrutiny. The BBC has unveiled plans to tackle the gender pay gap after the salaries of its highest paid on-air stars was revealed earlier this year.
David Cody reporting.